Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. St. Patrick's Day weekend was a massive one for the Penguins. While they didn't get the clean sweep of the home back-to-back against the Rangers and the Detroit Red Wings, they've won two of their last three, and it was important because the Penguins couldn't necessarily get into a playoff spot this weekend. They 100% could have fallen far, far away from one. Entering Saturday's contest, they were 5 points back at that final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. That is where they sit today as well, but it could have gotten a lot worse, especially after that 7-4 loss to the New York Rangers on home ice on Saturday. If they would have lost yesterday to the Detroit Red Wings, they could have been 9 points behind the Red Wings. Instead, they're only 5 points behind the Red Wings in their playoff hopes. While yes, and I continue to say this episode in and episode out, while yes, their playoff hopes aren't great, they're still alive entering the final 4 weeks of the NHL regular season. So how did they do it? How did they get a victory over a team that was ranked higher than 29th for the first time in the month of March? Well, the offense finally woke up for the Penguins. It had been dormant for the majority of the month of March and also through the tail end of February as well. When you look at what the Penguins were able to do in their last three games, that's against the Sharks on Thursday, Rangers on Saturday, and Red Wings on Sunday, combined or averaged, I should say, for 5.3 goals per game. That is such a departure from what we had been seeing from this team over the last month. When you look at it in March before those three games, 1.3 goals per game. So their offense, they came to play at the most opportune moment for this team. And the big part of it was the third line leading the way for the Penguins. They put together Lars Eller, Valtteri Puustinen, and Riley Smith. Eller had 5 points over those three games. Riley Smith had 4 points over those three games. And Valtteri Puustinen had 3 points, two of those being goals. And you look at what they were able to do as a line at 5-on-5, 67% of the shot attempts, 71% of the scoring chances, and 76% chance of the expected goals at 5-on-5. So a really stellar performance from the Penguins' third line especially. And that is huge for them because when you look at not only for the remainder of this season, but for next season as well, the Penguins need to get scoring throughout their lineup. Coming into this year, the plan was top six will score, bottom six will defend, and that's what they're going to do. It hasn't worked out the greatest simply because the top six has lacked some scoring from pivotal points in the lineup, aka Rickard Rakell or Riley Smith or whoever has gone up there throughout points of the season. It hasn't been to the level that the Penguins had hoped, and the bottom six not scoring has been, well, exactly what you would expect. It hasn't scored a whole lot, but it kicked in this weekend for the third line. Now, when you look at the Penguins' third line throughout this season, they've had certain stretches where they've had offensive success. There was a time where it was Lars Eller, Drew O'Connor, and Radim Zahorna, and they were finding a lot of success for about a two-week stretch. There was a couple other times where Lars Eller started to kick things off, started to get up to a higher level. We see it once again here. Can they sustain? That's going to be the biggest question, because if the Penguins' third line is clicking, you expect that the top six will chip in every night or every other night as frequently as they have been throughout the season. Obviously, the leaders in the clubhouse and the leaders in the room had struggled over this last couple of weeks. That's why their scoring fell off the face of the earth. But it coming back is a combination of not just the top six scorers, not just your Sidney Crosby's finding his footing, not just Brian Rust finding his footing, Drew O'Connor finding the back of the net once again, but the third line and the depth scoring. John Ludvík had 2 goals in the last 3 games. The blue line seemed to be a little bit more involved. Now you look at what they need to do going forward. We'll talk about where they're at in comparison to the playoff race in a second. But they have a lot of teams that aren't at the top tier defensively coming up. That's what they were able to do. Take advantage of a couple of teams that were at the bottom of the league when it comes to giving up goals. The Sharks, dead last. Penguins put up 6. It's what you're supposed to do. The Red Wings, despite being in a playoff spot, entering that game against the Penguins on Sunday, 25th. In goals allowed per game. So you're taking advantage of these teams that typically give up a lot of goals. You need to be able to succeed against them. They also scored 4 goals against the Rangers, who are fifth right now in goals allowed per game. So the offense has been clicking over the weekend. They need to be able to sustain that. Maybe not six goals a game. That's a little ridiculous. But expecting 3, 4, or maybe even 5 goals every once in a while throughout the games. You can't get stuck on these zeros and ones and twos being your ceiling, which is where they've been through the majority of March. You look at what's coming up on the schedule for the Penguins. The Devils are next on Tuesday. They're 27th in the National Hockey League in goals allowed per game. You got to take advantage of that. The Stars, you're making a jump there, but you're not taking on a top 10 team there when it comes to defensive hockey. 16th in the National Hockey League in that category. And then you take on the Avs. They're 13th. Again, you're getting a little bit better as time goes on here. And then you're going to have a major test against the Carolina Hurricanes, who are right now fourth in the league in goals allowed per game. And that is with their goaltending situation being very, very questionable, I think is the best way to put it. So you're starting this week off against a Devils team that is struggling in the defensive category. You need to continue to build this momentum. That way, when you go up against teams like the Avs, who are 13th, or teams like the Canes, you have that momentum built, and you can hopefully get some important wins against some very good teams. Now, I talked a little bit about the playoffs. This is where the Penguins stand after this weekend. They remain 5 points back of the final spot in the Eastern Conference wildcard race. Coming into the weekend, that's exactly where they were. They were able to surpass both New Jersey and Buffalo with their wins on Sunday. So a little bit better as far as teams that they need to jump as of this current moment. They also pull 1 point closer to the New York Islanders, who were also 5 points ahead of them before the weekend, now only 4 points ahead of them after the weekend. So the Penguins, like I said at the top of this show, they couldn't get all the way back. They couldn't get into a playoff spot this weekend with solid performance. But what they could do was build a little momentum, stay the course, stay where they were at in the standings, and pull closer to a couple other teams. It's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they needed to do, especially over, if you want to encompass not just the weekend, the 3-game homestand where they went 2-1 with 2 victories over the teams that you would hope that they would be better against in the San Jose Sharks and the Detroit Red Wings. And the big thing about where the Penguins sit right now, they're going to have to do a lot of work. They're going to have to win a lot of games, and it's on them. But at the end of the day, it is on them. They don't need all that much help to get themselves back into this competition simply because of the games they have left against a lot of teams that are around them. 2 games left against the Devils, including tomorrow night. A game against Washington. A game against Detroit. And another game against the New York Islanders. Those are going to be huge matchups if the Penguins can sustain and stay in and around this playoff race. When I talked about a week and a half ago, I said right now the 3 teams in the playoffs are on pace to get 96 points, and that's where the Penguins are going to need to finish just to give themselves a chance to get in the playoffs. And since then, they had struggled. Their expected, or at least projected, points total has dropped, but so too has the Detroit Red Wings, and that is why the Penguins still have a chance. Did the same calculations again, and now instead of 96 points, what they needed a few weeks back, now they need to finish with around 91 points to make sure that they're in the running towards the end of this season. You look at a lot of the projected and expected and on pace for points for the teams around them. Detroit right now, after their slide, which was, I believe, 6 or 7 losses in a row, they won on Saturday against Buffalo, and then, of course, the Penguins beat them on Sunday. They're down to 89 for their projected points, or their on-pace points. Washington is at 91, the Islanders are at 89, and the Penguins, this is where it gets tricky, they're at 84 as of right now. But that is where, as I believe it was Lars Eller said yesterday, and Alex Nedeljkovic said it as well in the locker room, they just need to take care of their business, and everything else is secondary. Because as of right now, if they take care of their business, they beat the Devils, they beat the Capitals, they beat the Detroit Red Wings. These 4-point swings are massive. Talked about it already. If the Penguins had lost last night to the Red Wings, they would be 9 points back. Instead, they're 5 points back. These matchups against the teams that are in and around the Penguins are going to be huge over the next couple of weeks. They need the offense to continue buzzing, to continue moving upward, though. When you look at the Penguins, their defense has not been great. Their goaltending has bailed them out more often than not, but it's the end of the season, and at this point, teams are fighting for a little bit more. It's playoff hockey from here on out for the Penguins. They need their offense to sustain. It might not be 5.3 goals per game over three-game stretches, but they need to make sure that they're not shut out. They need to stay away from that one-goal performance because right now it is all on the offense. You don't want to be in a position where you have to outscore your problems, but when you watch the Penguins over the past month, that's where they seem to be because while they were struggling, when they were 2-6-1 over their last nine, it was because the offense wasn't good and the defense wasn't good. Their wins over the last three games, it's because their offense was good and their defense still struggled, but their offense was good enough to outscore their problems. That's where they need to be the rest of the season. Not a great position to be, but hey, if they want to make this miracle run, if they want to make the playoffs, 91 points right now is right around where that last wild card spot is going to be determined. Unless one team goes on a run, Penguins need that team to be them to get themselves in it. So a 4-5 game win streak here would be huge because to get themselves to that 91-point plateau, they're going to need to go about 11-4. And that's the number right now. If you look at the last 15 games of the season, 11-4 definitely gets them into the conversation without anything else outside of them happening. Now, Detroit keeps struggling. If Washington goes on a cold streak, if any of these other teams that are up top go on a cold streak, it's going to take them out of it. The Penguins, if they want to get back into it and just focus on themselves, as they said in the locker room last night, 11-4 is the number they're going to need to hit. It's a tough stretch for a team that I don't believe has had an 11-4 stretch all season long. The 10-3-3 was their best, and that was mid-December to mid-January. They're going to need to go 11-4 the rest of the season to get up around that 91-point plateau and to get themselves seriously in consideration for a playoff spot. The offense can continue clicking like they did this weekend. If the third line, particularly Riley Smith, Lars Eller, and Valtteri Puustinen can continue clicking the way they did this weekend, it's going to go a long way in getting them there. But that's going to do it for this episode of The Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.